Thursday begins, and so does the entertainment news. First story, Roger Waters is working on his very first rock album in over 21 years.
Hey, you know, they're having that sales meeting downstairs this afternoon.
Yeah?
I think they're going to have steak sent over later today.
Really?
No, it's the donut thing all over again. You're killing me here.
I told you, if one of you guys would fly, I'd buy. Go get breakfast sandwiches or donuts. I'd prefer breakfast sandwiches, to be perfectly honest with you.
You opened the show a half hour ago saying, those donuts are delicious.
Yeah. If you want, go get some coffee, get some donuts. And I meant to just tease Tom.
They were only donuts in your mind.
The worst kind.
Brain donuts. All right. So, Roger, I'm serious. At the next break, if you got time, I'll buy if you fly.
What, I'm going to do the next newscast from my car?
Well, Tom's got nothing to do.
Oh, yeah, I don't do anything. You have no idea where I'm running around in here.
Mm-hmm.
Live stuff. From the WSAU Chevy Cavalier.
So we've got a new Pink Floyd album coming out.
No. Roger Waters is not associated with Pink Floyd anymore at all. He has been ostracized. They don't want him back.
It'll sound like a Pink Floyd album.
Yeah, I think so, because listen to the quote. He said, "I finished a demo of it last night. I don't want to give too much of it away, but it has characters who speak to each other, and it's a quest. It's about an old man and a young child trying to figure out why they are killing the children."
You can't have any meat if you don't finish your pudding!
You! Yes, you, laddie!
Yeah.
So this is a concept album.
Oh, yeah. Now, we talked about social media, and we talked about how, you know, it's very beneficial. Some people get on there and make real fools out of themselves. And now there are a handful of celebrities that decide they don't want to have anything to do with Twitter or Facebook or anything like that. And there was an accumulation yesterday of their statements why they don't use social media. And some of them, man,
this week, Julia Roberts says she doesn't use it.
Yeah, Julia Roberts was one of the sillier responses. She says, "Social media is like cotton candy. It looks so appealing, and you just can't resist getting in there. And then you just end up with sticky fingers, and it only lasted an instant." I'm not sure I want to know the explanation to that one. Daniel Craig, our James Bond, right? He says, "I'm bloody not a Facebook fan. I'm not a Twitter fan either. Woke up this morning, I had an egg. What relevance is that to anyone? Social networking? Just call each other up, go to the pub, and have a beer."
There's a lot more on social media than just posting what you had for breakfast.
George Clooney came in. He says, why he's not on Twitter. He says, "So, one drunken night, you come home, you've had too many drinks, you're watching TV, somebody pisses you off, you go, type, you fight back. You go to sleep. You wake up in the morning, and your career is over."
Well, there have been things like that have happened to certain celebrities.
Yeah.
He also made the joke that Sandra Bullock is drunk dialing him every night.
Yeah. But sure. You know, she drunk dials me, too, but you don't hear me whining about it.
Okay, all right.
Kristen Stewart comes on and says, "Twitter messes me up every day of my life. People go, I'm sitting next to Kristen Stewart right now, and then the paparazzi show up." All of these are very good reasons why not to be on there. Bradley Cooper says, "For me, maybe I'm old-fashioned. If I know so much about you and you're playing a character in a movie, then it's a lot of work I'm going to have to do to forget who you are so I can believe the character and enjoy the movie."
So he doesn't want to give away things about his real life because then people won't be able to believe him as an actor.
Here's the problem, Bradley. It doesn't matter if you're a really good actor. Look, you think De Niro has that problem? No. You know? No. Not at all.
I'm looking at the online photo gallery of Kristen Stewart. She needs to be on social media.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any picture of her smiling?
Probably yes.
One
yes, there are.
Out of about 100? Now, then there are some celebrities.
The girl in trouble look works just fine, too.
Then there are some that celebrities that say why they're not on social media, and they just shouldn't say anything at all. Brad Pitt, for one. "First of all, I don't really know how to operate a computer." Angelina Jolie. "As Brad knows, I don't really know how to turn on a computer." Wow, that's brilliant. Jennifer Aniston. I'm really computer illiterate. When I see people on their BlackBerries working them like some girls do a hairdryer, I'm stunned. Really? Johnny Depp. Now, this doesn't surprise me. I just don't like phones. Being reachable all the time is not my thing.
That I understand sounds like that Johnny one. Depp, sure.
And I kind of understand that one. Winona Ryder. I have lost all respect for her. I don't use the internet, but apparently you can find out anything on it. Well, I know. Wow. Okay. All right. And for those of you that really want to see the 80s come back, Eddie Murphy will make his first appearance on Arsenio Hall's new talk show next Tuesday night.
You know, apparently Arsenio Hall's new talk show is doing well, if you can believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got nominated for some award right out of the chute.
They haven't been together since the 80s movie Coming to America and, of course, Harlem Nights. But Eddie has made multiple appearances on Arsenio's old talk show, as we say in the hood, back in the day. And, Tom, this is going to be exciting for you.
Here's your chance.
Here's your chance. I know you're very eager for this. Here's your chance to get a picture with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That.
How much
I know.
Will it cost?
$1,000.
Jeez.
Her upcoming tour, Miley Cyrus is offering fans the opportunity for a special purchase. You get a VIP package where you can pose for a photo with her, get good seats for the show, etc., for only $1,000 per ticket.
Well, Chris has made the point that Miley Cyrus has monetized herself as well as any entertainer has in quite some time. She's this generation's Madonna, this generation's Lady Gaga.
No, don't give
Gaga.
Her that much credit.
Well,
she's not that talented.
All right, you can make that argument, but hopefully she's putting her money away.
She's got great marketing.
And won't be bankrupt in, 10 years.
And it's a strange kind of relationship with her fans. Look, my kids grew up with Hannah Montana.
Yes.
And they're in the early part of their teen years now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of repulsed and disgusted with what Miley Cyrus has had.
She made the decision that she wanted to cut that tie to Hannah Montana or her career was going to die.
But that's different than Madonna or Lady Gaga, who actually have people who like their music, follow them, who are actually fans. People talk about Miley Cyrus, but the fan part is
somebody's buying her CDs, somebody's downloading her tunes, going to the concerts.
But here's the question I have with her decision to separate from Miley Cyrus. Okay, I can understand wanting to get away from the kid, the kiddie show.
Careers die if you don't make that cut.
But do you have to become just a raging drug-addled slut in order to be popular? Can you not? Well, the question is, does she not have enough talent?
It can be done other ways. Hillary Duff did it. There are other child stars that have made the transition. Who was the one that played Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
What's her name? She went on to be...
Whose name we don't remember because she's not swinging nude on a wrecking ball, right?
Well, yeah. Why can't
That's
I remember
the point.
Her name?
That's the point right there. She did Biggest Loser. She hosted Biggest Loser.
Yes. So. Why can't I remember her name? I was just reading story the other day.
Right. You're making my point.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Oh, yeah, we're coming right back. Don't go anywheres.
Thanksgiving history is being made this year. For the first time ever, Butterball is adding male staffers to their turkey talk line. This is the phone number you can call if you're having trouble cooking your turkey. For the last 32 years, only women have answered the phone. But now, because more and more men are cooking turkeys, they're hiring men. Actually, it's just one guy, and he's yelling questions to his wife in the other room. But...
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.